Javonte Williams just posted by far the best fantasy season of his career, and the way he did it is the reason we'd let someone else pay for it. 11 touchdowns carried an RB12 finish, and 11 touchdowns is the least repeatable thing a back can lean on. The Muffet 2026 preview. This season was a real workhorse year as Dallas's bell cow, 252 carries for 1,201 yards, 11 rushing touchdowns, RB12 per game. He outran his blocking, plus 156 rushing yards over expected, 17th among backs, facing a stacked box on nearly a quarter of his runs. The signature was a 30-yard untouched touchdown against the Giants in week 2. Real volume, real roll, but the arc is the tell. 11-2, 9-3, and then 15-2, the first two were his Denver years, the third was a career year spike on a new team. We tested career year spikes this spring and the pattern failed validation, so we can't project the repeat, and the spike was touchdown driven, which is the worst kind to bank on. What repeats and what doesn't? The volume is real and his Dallas role is secure. He won the bell cow job outright, no committee behind him. That's the floor. But his touchdown share is 32.1% into the top quartile where our RB fade rule lives, and that group declines 3 points a game the next season. He's also a career year 5 back where the aging curve starts to bite, 2 flags on a touchdown field spike. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is actually the stable part. Williams re-signed in Dallas as the clearly back with no real RB2 challenging him. So the volume should hold. What won't hold historically is 11 touchdowns on that efficiency, and the volume without the touchdowns is an RB low 20s profile, not the RB12 the price assumes. The price, pick 34.5, the 17th back. Verdict, lean, overpriced. You're paying RB17 for a touchdown driven career year from a year 5 back whose scoring rate the data says regresses. The counter, the volume is genuinely secure, and a bell cow with 300 touches has a floor even if the touchdowns dip. We're fading the rate, not the roll. September watch. The goal line touchdown rate, 11 scores, is the number that has to repeat, and whether the receiving role grows, the thing that would rescue the floor. Your guys, every week. Next preview's cued.